Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Ah, yes, Daisy, the very, very popular Hump Day Quiz. Both contestants, believe it or not, barrack for bloody Richmond, and both contestants are from Coongupna, which is just out of Shepparton. Go through Shepparton and then just on the right there, as you said earlier in the show, on Coongupna Road. So we will meet them, Daisy. First of all, we've got Brody. Hello, Brody. Welcome to Hump Day Quiz.
G'day, Bill. G'day, Raps. G'day, Daisy.
G'day, Brody. How are you, buddy? And what, just tell me, what's the best thing about Coongupna?
probably the smell of fresh country air mixed in with a bit of cow manure.
I tell you what it is, Daisy, the road, let me tell you. And Richmond supporter, Brode, you're still celebrating, I suppose?
Oh, absolutely. We're up and about up here in Coongupna.
Sounds like it.
Got the double with the storm as well. So.
Oh, well done. And also, I assume that you know... Shut up.
Sing it loud, Bill.
Yellow and black. We're full of... Yeah.
There we go. What about, well, Brody, do you know Pat? Obviously, yeah, both from Coongupna.
Yeah, so... we went to primary school and high school together.
Oh, there you go.
What do you do, Brody?
I'm a teacher's aide.
All right, and Pat, he joins us. G'day, Pat, also from Coongupna. Hello, Patty.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Daisy. Rabs.
What do you do, Pat?
Oh, I work at the school as well, doing a gap year.
Oh, you're doing nothing, you two.
You're doing a gap year in Coongupna.
Flat out, mate.
So, do you both, obviously, you both would know Steel Sidebottom?
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Yeah. Good boy.
Damien Drum?
Yep.
Yep.
Is there still the pub in Coongupna?
No
pub.
Okay.
Unfortunately. No, it's to go all the way to Shepparton.
Mate, there's never been a pub. There's a little general store in the footy ground. Did you go to that sporty last year that me and Brian did there?
Yeah. It's a big waste of money.
Get stuffed.
Reimburse him.
It was bloody chockers.
Bill, you just told that story about the rubber band that you stole off someone
else. Shut up! Right, we'll get on with the quiz.
Come up with your own material, mate.
And the cheap gags he got off the club members about the president, which just happens to be Pat's dad.
Oh, okay.
Well,
he's got you in their sights, Bill.
A chubby little back pocket player that drinks too many frothies. Is that right, Pat?
Are you talking about yourself, Bill?
We might get two other contestants, actually.
The boys have gone whackety whack whack early.
Richmond, Fred. Richmond smart, Alex. Fair,
hey, Rabs. Yes. Rabs, hit that button again. Get the Tigers going.
Shut up, Rabs.
All of the shots.
We're from Geelong.
They're running the show, Bill. Throwing
right,
to the
boys.
Grabs.
I hope you don't get one right, because have we got any prizes for these nuffies?
Yeah, we do. We've got a Sherlock Steel tray wheelbarrow. Daisy and I went around to JB's and nicked it from his garage, still wrapped up. For wheelbarrow or cart that lasts longer, you got to grab a Sherlock from Bunnings Warehouse. We've also got some St. Andrews Beach Brewery vouchers to give away, because guess what? They are back open from tomorrow. StAndrewsBeachBrewery.com.au/bookings.
Open from tomorrow, St. Andrews. That is fantastic. Righto, boys. You know how it happens. Just yell out Brody. That's your name, the old teacher's aide. And Pat, who was also doing a gap year or something. And five questions. Whoever gets three wins, obviously. You ready?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a bit slower. It takes a while to get to Coongupna. Right. Name the jockey and horse who won the 2020 Cox Plate. Oh, fair dinkum. It was on Saturday. One of the great races of all time.
I was too focused on the footy, Bill.
Yeah, no idea, Bill. I was watching the footy, mate.
Do you watch anything else than footy? Do you look at the news? Do you see what's happening in America?
I told you, Bill, the mighty Melbourne Storm got up.
Yeah, that's one. Well, you've got one thing. Righto, here we go, boys.
Ripping start, Pat.
Oh, and that's my fault, you reckon, is it?
No, just you picked the contestants. That's all right.
I didn't. If I knew these two, I wouldn't have picked them. Boys, name this band and who performed at the grand final.
Hey, Geronimo.
Brody.
That's Brody, I think. Yep, Brody.
That's Shepherd.
Well done.
And this, and does he have to give the song name?
Say Geronimo.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's actually Geronimo. It's not Say. But... yeah. Wonder Brode. Number three in this very, very good quiz. Who did Lee Matthews mistakenly award two votes to in the Norms?
Brody.
No, that was Pat. Pat?
Nathan Broad.
Well done.
Jesus, just got very close all of a sudden, didn't it, here?
It's a humdinger. Number four. Where is next week's NRL State of Origin Game 1 being played?
Now, hang on.
Oh, well, it's a multi-choice. I probably should have told you that, but anyway. Bro?
It's at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, didn't give me time to read out some good. Could have been A, the Gold Coast Kebab Shop. B, Pink Flamingos in Broadbeach with Ed. C, Wet Noel with Old Fat. Or
Wet
D,
Wet Noel's Wet Wild.
Wet Noel.
So Brody 2. Brody 2, Pat 1. This is going well.
So is this the point, Bill, where I say to Pat, if Brody gets the next one, he walks away the winner. So first to three?
Do that.
Okay. Pat, this is the point where you need to win the next couple of questions, otherwise Brody walks away the winner of the quiz.
Yeah, cheers, Dave. Thanks for saving the quiz. Bill's butchering it.
Righto, here we go, smartasses. It's an audio question. Who is this?
I got the ring and, it's for sale. I need to pay for all the beers. I'm about to sink.
Pat. He needs it. He needs this, Pat.
I only know his nickname. His nickname's Cheese.
Oh, now, Daisy, you're the judge.
Yeah, for a sense of theatre, that's good enough for me, Fat.
Oh, wow-wee. What's his name? Brandon Smith. And they call him, don't call me Philadelphia Cheese.
Philly Cheese.
It's Philly Cheese, Bill.
Shut up.
Followed up by Bubble Cheese and then Champ Cheese.
Oh, so you didn't answer it?
Well, I did yell out, but no one heard me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, righto, here we go. For the win. This is for the win. Which supercars champion debut race in the IndyCars in Florida ended in a crash on the weekend? Oh, it's something other than football, so these blokes will have no idea.
I saw it. I can't remember.
The supercars champion, and he was in the IndyCars in Florida.
Pat, I'll just guess.
Yes, yeah. Pat.
Scott McLaughlin. No.
Oh! Patty boys won it.
Of course I knew that. I just knew he wouldn't.
Well done. What does Pat win, Rabs?
Well, he gets his choice of the Sherlock Steel Tray Wheelbarrow or the $50 voucher to St. Andrews Beach Brewery, which is reopening tomorrow.
Ooh.
Jeez, I'll go to the wheelbarrow just to be like Jim.
Oh, you won't use it in Kangupna, let me tell you. And what does the other fool's head win?
Well, I just explained that, Bill. The St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher, $50, because they're reopening tomorrow, which you can book at standrewsbeachbrewery.com.au/bookings.
Hey, well done, boys. Great to have you on board, Brody and Pat.
No worries, Bill.
Thanks, Bill, mate.
Oh, mate, now they're coming around me.
You're keeping on for another ad break. You could all be very pally.
Hey, they were actually quite funny, those boys. Well done. That is another edition of the Hump Day Quiz.